I'm Kim Masters of the Business on KCRW, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. So, John, the airwaves and the papers have been full of Mel Gibson, and we are not going to do a tabloid take on that, but we are going to talk about the Hollywood perspective.
The Hollywood perspective has been oddly quiet so far. I mean, I think what's been interesting is a couple of things. A, nobody has really come out in support or against Mel Gibson so far.
I think certainly, Whoopi Goldberg said he was not a racist, but okay.
Secondary and tertiary sources.
Right.
And I think the new part of the conversation is, why are people being silent about Mel and yet are not being as silent about Roman Polanski and saying actually that Roman Polanski should be exonerated?
That is raising a question, which is, what do you have to do to be untouchable in Hollywood? We have seen William Morris Endeavor drop Mel Gibson as a client, and you know what they put out there was that it was the language. But what I wrote, the Hollywood Reporter, is that, you know, it's about the money, honey, and he is simply not of value at this point because he is untouchable.
I think another part of the issue of William Morris Endeavor dropping Mel Gibson is the person who runs William Morris Endeavor, Ari Emanuel, was one of the few people who publicly criticized Mel Gibson for his 2006 anti-Semitic rant. Mel Gibson had come into the agency through another agent, Ed LaMotto. So when Ed LaMotto passed away, Ari Emanuel had the ability to get rid of Ed's former client.
But I do stand by the idea that if they thought they were going to make a lot of money, they would have just, you know, held their noses. You know what they say, don't smell it, sell it. Now, Polanski doesn't make a lot of money, but he's considered a creative force. And you're right, the industry, I feel like there's a sort of hypocrisy on display.
Hypocrisy in Hollywood?
You know, it's more shocking than gambling
How dare
in Casablanca.
You?
But it's like, you know, either you, if you're considered an artist and a creative type, I guess they forgive a lot. They say, oh, so much time has passed. I know. But, you know, I have to say, John, I did some reporting on this. A lot of at least the executives in the industry privately, they are very condemning of Roman Polanski and feel that he should have been brought back. And I think that that romance with him is very much among directors and people like that, not among the suits and the more, you know, the tough business guys in this town.
No, I think it'd be a very different conversation if he was directing movies like Transformers. I mean, the joke, and it's not really a joke, is that Hollywood's moral compass only points toward money. And if people like Mel Gibson or Roman Polanski were still profitable people, in other words, if people still went to Mel Gibson movies, which I think is a legitimate question going forward, has he alienated his audience? There might be a lot of people who'd want to be in business with him. But I think because he's considered damaged goods, he's not worth anything of value. And it's a sad comment about how Hollywood values people, that it's not so much about what it was that he said or allegedly said, but how that affects his ability to sell movie tickets.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Leave a comment at kcrw.com/thebusiness.